You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for us to have our regular catch-up with Visionary about what they've been doing in the sight loss sector. Today, we're joined by Amy Pearman and Nina Chesworth to hear about their conference and how they're dealing with the announcement of ticket office closures in the UK. Hi, Amy and Nina. Could you give us a brief update of what you've been doing at Visionary since the last time we talked?
Yes, thanks, Amelia. It's consistently busy at Visionary, as you know. This time of year is extremely busy for us because we're continuing with the work through the Visual Impairment Charity Sector Partnership, and that's increasing as the work streams increase, and also a lot of the work is coming to fruition, so we're starting to see the outputs of that work. So it's all quite exciting, really, with members getting involved in that work from across the UK. It's conference time of year for us. So as you know, we have our annual conference every September. So we're very much in the latter stages of pulling that together with some really exciting speakers this year. We've got Marsha Di Cordova, Sam Lateef and Louisa Wickham joining us on as keynotes on the first day. And it's bigger than last year. We've got so many more workshops, so many more different facilitators. We sold out the event within 3 hours of launching it. So it really is going to be a great event this year. So we're really looking forward to it.
And alongside the conference, you've been very busy, as always, with a few other projects, including addressing the announcement that ticket offices across the UK will be closed. Can you tell us about the work you've been doing to try and combat that closure?
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably leave Nina to tell that. I mean, Nina's one of our newest members of the team focusing on campaigning and projects. So I'll leave Nina to talk in more detail about the railway closures. But really, through the Visual Impairment Charity Sector Partnership, we really have realised the benefits of all coming together for campaigning and influencing and really raising awareness of issues that affect blind and partially sighted people across the UK. January and April, we did some really successful cost of living social media takeovers. The first one in January was really well engaged with different organisations getting involved. And in April, we had even more. 68 disability charities, including 35 of our Visionary members, all came together on the same day to share the same message and the same hashtags. And the reach was over 7.6 million times that those tweets were seen on that day. So it really does show the benefit and the impact that we can have when we collaborate on campaigning. It's happening again with the disastrous proposals around the closure of the rail ticket offices, which I'll let Nina share because she's very much involved in that work.
Yes, so as part of my role with Visionary, I've been working on campaigns and how we can work together as a unified voice to support policies that are out there that support people living with sight loss. And one of them that's just recently come up is the ticket office closures. As a blind person myself, this is quite close to my heart as well, because, you know, my job, it requires travel, and I was hoping to ultimately be as independent as I can traveling. But with the news of these ticket offices closing, that's a scary notion that might not happen. And I've been following the Twitter feed, which was put out there by the RNIB and Guide Dogs with the hashtag I need a ticket office. And there's been quite a few posts over the last week that I've come across with people's feedback and experiences and why they need a ticket office. And it's things from a ticket office might have a hearing loop, whereas floating staff wouldn't be able to provide that. Being able to know where a ticket office is and being able to find that yourself, whereas floating staff, they could be anywhere at any point, and it's a very difficult thing to be able to do. Also having a ticket office base to be able to go to when support is needed to access and get around the train station. For instance, if you need to get to a specific platform or crossing over a platform using a bridge potentially. Knowing where these staffs are to hand is really important. And it also aids in independence and confidence as well. And taking that away from people is really challenging. So Visionary are really happy to help support this campaign. And we've been sharing it on our social media. We've been working with the other members and partners to send in a signed document to the government protesting against this. And we've had a consultation now put in place, which is running through till the 26th of July. People can continue to put this hashtag and share comments and experiences.
And as you said, Nina, the consultation closes in one day. So what is the best way for people to share their thoughts?
There is a train station ticket office consultation online with information, as Nina said, and as you said, Amelia, it closes on Wednesday the 26th of July. So it's really important that people provide their feedback as quickly as possible. So the web address is www.transportfocus.org.uk/train-station-ticket-office-consultation/.
And what's coming up next for you in Visionary?
So the conference is happening in September. We've got lots of projects that Nina's working on, including lots of members and partners working together for Take On 250, which is a sector-wide fundraising initiative. And a lot of the work stream work continues, which Visionary is involved in every single work stream within the sector partnership. And also a lot of our members are beginning to share some of the work and new work streams that they've been working on as well. So I think next time we're hearing from one of our members around employment and a new employment service that they're developing. So it'd be great to share that with you next time we meet.
And where can people, as always, keep up with Visionary, hear about all of the amazing things that you're doing?
It's www.visionary.org.uk.
Well, thank you so much, Nina Chesworth and Amy Pearman from Visionary, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Amelia.
Thank you.